Vallen van me af, dan heb je die knassers al gedijt. Als je lust je te gus, ga remmen, ze doen de knassers. Elle dien in de fasjes. Je een dien in de fasjes begon makken. Elle beootjes en hedri, jood no heges, beliskes a guzis. Je nema, de kanto van lisa la makken, malame je aan makken geurig. Okay, it's clear. Yeah, the history of the movement of Sanhedrin is in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph on the base. Okay, Rashi there. At any rate, but once they left Lishkas HaGozes, there's no more Zaken Mamre, because the Makom is gone. Okay. Now, I want to explain the Rambam in his Agdama. The Rambam in his Agdama mentions two reasons, two things about before Avinu Rav Ashi and after Avinu Rav Ashi. One thing I told you, the Balei Masorah, that they were the ones in the Kabul Dor HaDor from Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned. But he also mentioned something else. He says like this. He says, V'chol Bezdin, this is in the paragraph, it's Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, most of the Rambams, Nintzer Avinu Rav Ashi V'chavereim Sof Zol V'chachmei Solom Atikim Tarsh Bal Peh. V'shei Gozik Zeres V'skinu Takonis, then Yigim Min Hagos, etc., etc. Then he says like this. V'chol Bezdin She'amad, every, in the middle of the paragraph, V'chol Bezdin She'amad Acha Gamar B'chol Medina B'dina V'gozar O'Hiskin O'Hinig Levnei Medinoso of Levnei Medinos Rabos, Lo Pashtu Mice of B'chol Yisrael. Mitnei Richuk Mosh Vosehem, Veshibush Hadrachim, Veyos Bezn Shalosa Medin Yechidim, U Bezna Gadol Shalshivim Viechot Botul Mikama Shonim Kodem Chibra Gamar. See what he says? Lefichach, En Kofen Anche Medina Zulinhag Minheg Medina Acheras. Veinomala Bezn Zel Ligzog Zerish Agozra Bezn Acher Bendina Seno. Vechenim Lamadachat Menagayim, Shaderacham Mishpat Kahu, and his Baal Bezn Acher, Shaman Acherov. Okay. So he says like this.
What?
He says, Aval, kol advarim shebe gemara, bavli, chayavim kol yisrael, lechaz ben vachofim kol ir, viyav, kol medin avdin, lindu, vachom medin, shenogu, vachach me gemara, vlug, zig, zeris, and lechaz v'takon osam. Ho, vachol osam advarim shebe gemara, hiskimu aleyam kol yisrael. You see what he says? Okay. What is he saying over here? What is he saying? The Ram is saying something very posh. Very confusing. But the Rambam is saying something very simple. All the Rambam is saying is like this, that there still is a halacha of Harah after Stimas HaTalmud. Provided, of course, that the Harah is not connected to Talmud. But there still is a phenomenon of Harah. But the Rambam says like this, the problem is, in that sense, Harah still exists. I one time brought Uriah, that the Bizman Hazeh, you still have Harah. That's why... that's why in Yeridaya you have a case there where the Shach brings down where somebody paskin once, there didn't seem after Hora, Kodem Hora, even Bizman Hazeh, they get a certain halachas, because there is an institution of Hora, still exists Bizman Hazeh. Provided, of course, it's a Hora that is in line with the Shas. Okay. But, if that's the case, so then why can't we force everyone to follow these different menhagim? That certain but they didn't want more Harah. So the Rambam explains, very simple. All the Rambam means of it is people, it's confusing. What is it? Poshta b'chol Yisrael, lo poshta b'chol Yisrael. What he means is very simple. What he means is since when Bizmana Gemara was Nimnu v'gamru, so it was Bachkamas Kol Yisrael. So once it was Nimnu v'gamru, you can't change it anymore. But now it's like Shnei but they didn't be Irachas. Like the Rambam says in the end of Perek Aleph from the Hilchos Mamrin. Because there's no more Bezna Gadol. That's what he says. He says, Ve'yos, he says, Leficha, he says, Ve'yos Bezna Shalosam Dini Yechidim, U Bezna Gadol Shoshivim Ve'echot Botul Mikam Hashanim, Kodem Chibra Gemara. That's what the Rambam says. What is Rambam trying to tell you? In other words, now they are not Ola L'minyan. That's what he's saying. Every Bezdin in every city, there's no, they're separate but they deem, so they're not Ola L'minyan. If they're not Ola L'minyan, so then you have to go according to the minhag of your makom. You have to follow your Bezdin. Okay? You understand? That's what it's just like Bizmana Gemara, Beishamai, Beis Hillel. Before it was Nimnu V'gamru to follow Beis Hillel. What was it? Some follow Beishamai, some follow Beis Hillel. How do they do it? What's the answer? The answer is because they weren't Ola L'minyan. But later, Amoroyan got together and Nimnu V'gamru Halacha Beis Hillel. You understand? That's the whole principle the Rambam's explaining here. And the proof is where he says, U Bezna Gadol Batal Mikam Hashanim. You understand? The Rambam doesn't differentiate between why they weren't Olamini, whether it was because of the Yeshibush Ipush Adrachim, or whether it was because of the or whether it was because they didn't have any common consent. It doesn't make any difference according to the Rambam. They're all the Rambam's, that's what the Rambam's pointing out. That's why you ain't kofim the name of Dina Zu to go to another Medina, because there's no more, in order to be Olamini, what the Rambam's saying is doesn't mean you have to have a divergent view that you refuse to be Olamini. It means to be Olamini is a positive thing. You must get together. There's no Cheftza on which Rov can operate. Rov can only be Rov of a Cheftza. But if they're separated, it doesn't make any difference if they're separated because of their intellect or whether they're separated because of their Drachim. It doesn't make any difference. There's no entity. That's what Rambam explained. Now you'll understand something else. In the Gemara, you have Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechave Rov Lo Mechave Rov. And then you have the various rules. Allah Kabaya, Bialtagam, and Yachid Rabma, Allah Karabna, all these various different psukim. Sometimes we do follow Yachid. How is it possible? The answer is like this. The answer is, Hilchasakarava Bisura, Hilchasakishmo Bamamana. Okay? Where did these things come from? These are always baffling. The answer is very simple. The answer was Nimnu Vagamru. They got together and they decided. So they used particular determinants. They had a right to do that. They had to say, this one's greater in the area of this. Or possibly again. This one's greater in the area of Mominus. Doesn't matter what they do. Rabbi Kiva is greater than any of his Chaverim. But not Mechaverov. But if they wanted to, the Kursa Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaverov also. Yachid V'Rabban, it doesn't matter. Because this is the Rabban that's being Kaveh. No, it's what you have to say. Halachah Rabbi Kiva Mechavei Rov Lo Mechavei Rov. Of course, Yochav Rav Malachah Rav. What's the answer? The answer is they could have been Kavei Halachah Rabbi Kiva Mechavei Rov if they wanted to, because this is the group now that's doing it. They can do whatever they want, as long as they're all lamenting together. So that's why you have all these things, all these rules and shots. It's a result of the fact that they were Nimnu V'Gamru. Nimnu V'Gamru. Okay? I mean, it should be clear by now. If they're all lamenting, you don't need Bez Magadol. That's what the Rambam says. He says Vayos Bezin Shalosa Medina Yechidim. Why? In fact, the Yechidim El Bezna Gadol Shashiv Mechav Batal Mekamashanim. Taught him Chivar Gemara. So you can be. I explained in the beginning. Sanhedrin is intrinsically Olam Minyan because that's a Chalei Shem a Chafza. So you go Basarov. But after that, if they want to be Olam Minyan, they Nachar Amlatos. If not, not. All right. So just to review briefly, Rabbi Say, at the risk of being repetitious, I just want to say. That was the main idea we said was to answer the Tosfos. Coming to the end now, the answer to the Tosfos is that there's a Masoras insofar as Halacha and Limud is concerned. That Masoras stopped after Siyum HaTalmud, and a new Masoras of Limud took over, Derech HaLimud. All right, but then there's certain things that require Masoras which could never have stopped after Siyum HaTalmud because you need the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. The Cheftza shall say for Torah has to be given over to the Masoras. It's a Masoras insofar as creating the Cheftza shall say for Torah, a Masoras of Maisa Asiyah. It's a different kind of a Masoras. The Masoras insofar as creating the Cheftza shall say for Torah requires a Masoras ish mi pi ish in the Maisa Asiyah say for Torah. It has to be Nasis al Yedei Masoras. So that you can't say if the Ravina Ravashi is going to be any change. Otherwise, you have no say for Torah. So therefore, in Asiya Sefer Torah, the Masoras still exists. So therefore, your Masoras, that is the Sefer Torah. That's why nobody accepted Rashi Sefer. You take a look, the Achron will talk about it. Nobody accepted Rashi Sefer Torah with the extra vav. Why? Because they said they looked around all the Sfarim and couldn't find it. Rashi said it. Doesn't matter. Fact is, that's not our Masoras. Our Sefer Torah is our Masoras. Okay? There's a Masoras insofar as Asiya Chefza Shel Sefer Torah. Okay, the Rav mentions from his great grandfather that was the machlokas with the Trelas, where this Rebbe claimed that the Trelas was in that shir Shnei Sugim Atzeres mentioned. The Rebbe claimed that he found the Trelas, the blue, and sometimes you see people walking around with the blue. So his great grandfather said it's no good. Why? Because he said that there must be a Masoras insofar as the Trelas also. That it cannot be, even if he discovered Trelas, it wouldn't be good. You want to say there must be a mitzvah. You want to say there must be a mitzvah insofar as Chilus is concerned, insofar as the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah is concerned also. I don't see it from the source that we have. I only see insofar as Sefer Torah and insofar as Tefillin is concerned. But that's what he said. Okay? From my share, all I'm discussing is Sefer Torah and Tefillin. That the Mesoris is the Koveya. The reality is not what it is. The reality is the Mesoris is the reality. That's the Rambam that says that. That's what the Rambam means when he says that it's Mipia Gvur, exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu? He means the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu validates this Sukkah, just like the Sukkah. This is the Sukkah. This is the Sukkah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Same Sukkah. Because that doesn't. That's what he says. This is the Sukkah. Doesn't matter how many machlokes you have and how it comes out. Of course, I mentioned also that I mentioned the Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the Mesoris to become corrupted. Okay. Yeah, all Kisei Kodesh, all Kisei Kodesh for sure. Okay. And now, okay. The one thing I want to mention also, you have a lot of times, you have, for instance, Ram mentioned, in Rabbi Yosef Lili's town, so what do? So they ate chicken and, they could fry chicken and butter. No problem, Besar of B'chalaf. Okay? Okay. So, you get up chicken and cheese, cook it together, no problem. Yeah. So, of course, the question is, what kind of a machlokes is this? Because the answer to Rabbi Yosef really wasn't gozer. And they were gozer. What kind of machlokes is this? Sometimes they're either gozer, male or gozer. Find the Mishnah. What kind of machlokes? What do you mean? That's like Tamei, what is it, a Matthias? A machlokes and Matthias? It's a funny kind of machlokes. You should be gozer. Tamei Atakan, we don't care about. Why should they make a whole big machlokes out of Tamei Atakan? Right? So they want to say like this. What it means, of course, is based on this principle that Rabbi Yosef Gluli refused to be Ol Dominion with the other Chacham. And that was the problem. And that's the problem after Sanhedrin. But what happens like this. See, the Pasuk says, Shmartem es Mishmarti. You have to make a Mishmaris the Torah. So that means like this. That if you hold that something is a problem, and you don't correct it, you're over Shmartem es Mishmarti. On the other hand, if you hold it's no problem, and you make Xerah, it's not Xerah. You're not supposed to do that. It's only supposed to be a Mishmeres. The Mishmeres is a Matir to create Takanas. But if you hold it's not a Mishmeres, you have no Matir to create Takanas, you should not allow to be Gozer. So that's why the Tom of whether to be Gozer or not becomes an integral part of the Takana itself. I don't mean in specific. I mean generically. In other words, if you hold there's no reason to be Gozer, so then you're not allowed to be Gozer. So since Rabbi Yosef Gluli was not all living with El Chacham, and he held there's no reason to be Gozer Besarov, he held it was wrong. It was wrong. There's no reason you should not be Gozer. Whereas the other Chacham held you should be Gozer. That explains all those machlekes in the Mishnayos. Meir Gozer, the Lord Gozer, it means there weren't all dominion. And he one held it there's reason, so he's Mechuyev to make a Tachan. The other one, there's no reason, he's not allowed to make a Tachan. Okay? All those machlokes in the same way. They don't lend themselves to analysis because it goes into the area of Tama Takana. But nevertheless, it's a machloka. Halacha will result in such kind of machloka. Right, so now we're left with just two problems. The problem is the Sefer Torah of Melech and also the Ramoz Pshara. Okay? Yeah, I'm sorry. One more thing. Shitas Rashi. You see, Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Shitas Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi doesn't disagree with Taisus. That has to be the Mesoris. Can't be. As a matter of fact, Rashi mentions the Mesoris Agdola. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, Rashi happens to hold that our Mesoris is exactly the same as the Shabbos. That's what he holds. He holds that our Mesoris, Taisus and Holo. That's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Whether our Mesoris is exactly the same as the Shabbos Mesoris or not. Okay? It could be Rashi would hold that if we deviate, that it's not doesn't have halachic. I mean, one could say that Rashi, if you deviate from the Shas, that halachic doesn't have the din of Masoros. That might very well be, but that would be the similar machlekes to the Beis Yosef and the Ogur as to whether Bismanazay have a Masoros. And Rashi would appear that he did hold that way. Okay, that he did hold that way. That once it's going to deviate from the Masoros of the Shas, then it doesn't qualify anymore for Mesoros. That's what Rashi seems to hold. Taisus disagrees. Okay, similar to Machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Ogur, they were mentioned. Okay, just mentioning it before. There's another point I just want to mention, I never mentioned it before. But the people say Machlokes B'sham B'sil B'sham is always Machmer. Why is he always Machmer? So people want to say because he was emotionally tough. That's already Kofer. That's what it was on Kofer. It means Machish Magidel. Machish Magidel. I explained to you the reason once. The reason is that... The reason is because the halacha is that Koach Tehera is Odeh. Not the halacha, that's fact. Koach Tehera Odeh. Why? Because it's always more difficult to be Mekel. Why? To say also, you say there's no difference. But to be Mekel, you have to differentiate. It means that Beis Hillel relied more on their intellectual intuition than Beis Shammai did. That's what I come to that way. Not always. Sometimes the Shammai's make a little Beis Hillel Nachman. But on the whole, since you see there's such a trend, it shows you that they relied more on their intellectual intuition. In order to make it, you have to rely on your intellectual intuition. So Beis Hillel had more of a tendency to rely on their intellectual intuition than Beis Shammai. And that could be part of the tip of the iceberg of the fact that they weren't out of Laminion. There was a different mahalach in how much you rely on your intellectual intuition and how much you don't rely. That was what Shimshul called Sarkon. So it was that's why already there was a deviation there, and they were not out of Laminion with each other. Okay, I think it's an important point. I just wanted to review once more the reason that the question of Eimashgich from the Basko, I wanted to refine it a little bit. But it means like this, the reason why they paskin like the Basko is because of the fact that they, as I said, when you can go either way, so they wanted to demonstrate a certain midah. Anyway, so the reason why we paskin like the Basko is because since you can go both ways, and the Basko said the Halacha Beis Hillel. So it means where you could be kaveya both ways, so then you follow the Basko. Why? Because the Basko is emes. So you paskin in order to convey to people midas emes. That's why I mentioned, I believe the Talmud says that the Beis Hillel was zochet to be have a halacha mosa because of the chesed. So we can go either way. So sometimes you do it because of to demonstrate a certain midah. So Basko's midah is emes, and Beisul's neichet tzvei is midah chesed. That's what he held. But Rav Shmuel held ein mashgich on the Basko kolikar completely, because he held even insofar as saying it's emes, you still can't do it, because emes and halacha, there's nothing to do with Basko. That was the machlokes. Okay. And I wanted to add something else about the Gemara Sanhedrin of Ezra. That the thing is that the Marshal mentions over there, that why was the Torah given originally, according to Mazutra, was given originally, it's not like to know anybody, others are all different, but we're going in front of this man now. So why was it given originally in Ksav Livon Noah, the ancient Hebrew? The Marshal says why. Marshal says, because that was the Ksav that they were, and Lashna Kurdish was a Lashna they were used to. So Dibur Torah Klal Shel was given that way. But then later, when they went to Ashur, so they became familiar with the Bereksav. But that's, you see, I believe the Pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that first Torah was given in Biksav Livono and with Lashna Kodesh. Chozra v'nitna lehem b'mei Ezra Biksav Ashuris v'Lashna Aramis. And Biru Lehem Yisrael Lashon HaKodesh and Ksav Ashuris. It means like this. It means that later, in the time of Ezra, what happened? In the time of Ezra, they were familiar with the Lashon Aramis more, and they were familiar with the Ksav Ashuris. Okay? But then they had both. So they had a Sefer Torah, the original one, and then they had the other Sefer Torah, which was Ksav Aramis and Lashon Savashuris and Lashon Aramis. So they decided that they threw away Lashon Aramis because they wanted to have one Sefer Torah. They wanted to have one Sefer Torah, so they were willing to throw away the Lashon Aramis in order to maintain the Lashon HaKodesh and make one Sefer Torah out of Lashon HaKodesh and Ksav Ashuris. But the one they couldn't do it, that's, you understand, the one that was only able to, the only one that was able to do it was Ezra, because he was a Bala Masara. And the Torah made an exception, as I said before. The only case, Mishnei HaTorah Zosar Sefer, was the only case where the Torah made an exception, Ksav Asri Lashtanos, that it allowed the greatest of the Bali Amasora to change the Ksav. But of course, it's not a violation of Elat Varim because it was a limit from the Mishneh Torah. It was within the system itself, as I explained before. Okay, now we're left with two kashas. Let's get back to two kashas. One kasha is what? Melech, Sefer of Melech, and the other kasha is the Pshara of the Ramah. Okay, so let me go over again. The thing is like this. It says in the end of, so it says, if the pasuk says, it's in Chof Dvam Chof Ches Samach Tes. Eila Divrei Brisa Shatzivu Hashem Es Moshe Lichros Et Mei Yisrael Baretz Moav Melevana Brisa Shekaras Yitam Achara. So Rashi says over there, Melevana Bris, it means Klolos Shevatars Kahanam Shenem Revesina. What does it mean? Lichros Et Mei Yisrael Sheyekablu Aleim Es HaTorah Ba'olo B'shua. Okay. And that's the Atem Nitzav Mayom Kolchem. That's the continuation. Atem Nitzav Mayom Kolchem. La'ovrachol b'risad Hashem uva'olosso. Asher Hashem l'kechakar simcha yom. This is all part of the Kisovo and Nitzav, all part of the creases of bris. Okay? So there's a simple question. The question is a circular reason. Why? Because you're saying Yishim Mekabal Torah Ba'ol B'Shvua. Right? But Shvua is in the Torah. So how can you do it? It's circular. Right? Okay. Right. Give you another. Impossible. There's another question that I would raise is a question about the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. One of them is that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is a special kind of Nevuah. The question is, why should that be one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is believe that it was written down by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you have to believe. All you have to believe, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ram goes into saying, and it, not only is there, if you take a look at the Ram over there, he goes into telling you the chilukim, the four chilukim between the voice Moshe and between other Nevi'im. Well, I have to know all the details for. All I have to know is it's Min HaShamayim. Okay? I have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu is every one of those pratim about the difference in the voice Moshe and between. Why is that a Yisod? Why is that a Yisod? It's a kasha. It's a gosh, people left. Right. Now, okay, let's go back to the Chumash. How many brises do you have in the Torah? So we have three brises. You have the bris of Sinai, then you have another component of the bris Sinai, is the Klolos, the Tochachot. Now, what is the bris Sinai? The bris Sinai is really Vatam Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim Gai Torah, right? But all that meant was in a positive way. That if your mamlach is kind of a gay kadosh and if you keep the Torah, so then you're an amsegula. What if you don't? Doesn't say anything. You're not an amsegula. That's it. The Tochacha came to teach you that there's no alternative. That you can't be like the other Amen. The other Amen can be under chance. But Klal Yisrael is never under chance, even if they remove themselves from the Derech HaTorah. And they should, and ordinarily, if a person removes himself from the Derech Hashem, so he's subject to chance, like the Rambam says. He's subject to chance. But Klal Yisrael, when they accepted the Torah, Tam Tivim Amalach Kanev Gai Kodesh, that was very nice. But the alternative wasn't blocked out until the Tochacha. That's why in the Tochacha it says, in Teilchoi Mikeri, they constantly, often they, what was Keri? Mikra. It means to say that if you want to live, you want to abandon the Torah and live according to chance, v'alachti ani imochem b'chamas keri. It means that I will go against you with a special ashgacha to uproot chance. And you'll be like the Pasuk says, and Rambam calls the Pasuk, v'hoyo b'chol la'osu l'mofes v'zarachot olam. That's what it means. It means to say that they accepted the Torah. That's Ba'ala. Now, that's definition of Ba'ala. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make another bris? Eila divrei bris Hashem tzivat Hashem es Moshe lechroses bnei Yisrael. When you notice, this is the only place, I believe, where it says, Asher Tziv Hashem as Moshe in Sefer Dvarim. In Sefer Dvarim, you don't have Asher Tziv Hashem as Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, those mitzvahs which remained, he gave in Sefer Dvarim. And they're all mitzvahs that in some way or other, when you look at them, you'll see they're tied to Eretz Yisrael in some way. Even Gittin. It's all tied to Eretz Yisrael. You just have to look through the psukim. So those mitzvahs were left over, and he gave it in Mishneh Torah. In Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu appears in a completely different tzura, as a Navi Mazir. Okay? As a Navi Mazir. The other case he gave Muslim in one of the specific cases, but not in general as a Navi Mazir. That's only Moshe Rabbeinu, only does that in Mishneh Torah. Okay? It's an interesting thing. But, it's an interesting combination of Musar and then certain mitzvahs that were left over about BSR. I'll get back to why that is that way in a moment. But the point I want to make here is that why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make another bris? So that's what we said. Pshat is like this. Because really, the moment that the Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber atoim one of the Nishmo, Va'at daber alenu, Rashis toshas kochok in the keva by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because He said, I want you to be over Me'ava. I see you can't live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly as a reality. So therefore, they couldn't live with it. They had an escape. They had an escape. So an escape already means that you're not over Me'ava. It means that you're running away, and then you come back because you realize you have to do it. It's a different kind of a person. I mean, a person that's really on the high level is constantly with Hashem, and he doesn't need any vacation. But they couldn't do it. So they needed the medium. They needed Moshe Rabbeinu to function as a medium between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them. So that's why it was necessary to have another Krisis Bris through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was more real. You see? The reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they couldn't tolerate. To constantly be aware of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was too much. Since they removed themselves, it means that's what it means. We need a vacation now. That's it. Can't too much. Can't have to get away. Oh, come back. But we have to get away. That was Daber Atanim Marvin Shmar. So in that kind of a framework, it means the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking in their minds. So that already compromised the first Krisis Bris. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Krisis Bris is between two parties. The party of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the party of Klal Yisrael. Okay? And if Klal Yisrael loses its sense of reality vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the only way to reinstate it was through the one that they chose to be the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll represent the Dvar Hashem. He reflects the Dvar Hashem. He reflects the Torah. Only through him. They didn't want indirect. They couldn't do it directly. So therefore, there had to be another Krisis Bris. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be Krisis Bris. Eilu Divrei Shiva Hashem Moshe Lichros Es Bnei Yisrael Melvada Bris Asher Karas Itam Bacharev. He was Karas the Bris Bacharev himself, but now it had to be Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe Lichros Es Bnei Yisrael. Had to be reinstated. Based upon their level, the Dafka, Moshe Rabbeinu, after all the Musar, Lifnei Moser. That's how we had to do it. Okay. Now the question is a circular reasoning. Circular reasoning? That accepting the Torah, Bala, we understand. But Beshua, there's no singing Shua for Torah. So this, I think, the answer is very simple. The answer is Krisis Bris depends upon a certain level of Adam. Can't have a Krisis Bris. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu can be Kodesh Bris with a Behemoth. It's impossible. And even with an Adam, he can't be Kodesh Bris unless an Adam is on a certain level. What level does an Adam have to be on before Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh Bris? The answer is very simple. The Yud Gimel Ikarim. Has to know Yud Gimel Ikarim. If he doesn't know the Yud Gimel Ikarim, then he's not on a level. What is Yud Gimel Ikarim? The existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chava Onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and that if a person is nota from the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he suffers a serious consequences, chav onesh. Once a person knows that, he has to know Shua. Not the halachic shvur. Philosophical shvur. You see, shvur existed before halacha. He says, what is it? By Avraham Avinu. Vashbiach ha barashem alakei ha-shamayim velakei ha-oretz. And losik ha-chishel of me. No sakani asher anokhi yoshev b'kirbo. That's shvur b'shem ha-shamayim alakei ha-shamayim velakei ha-oretz. You understand? Is even before Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Shemayim, Elokei Haaretz, anyone that believes that, and that believes in Schar Vonesh, he knows that if he makes a Shrua, that he has to keep the Shrua. And if he doesn't keep the Shrua, there's going to suffer serious consequences. It has nothing to do with Halacha, before Halacha. That's what it means. This the idea of Shrua. The idea of Shrua is an idea that predates Torah. It's based upon the Gimel Torah. That's what it means. They were makabel it ba'olah b'shvur. What was that? What did that do, ba'olah b'shvur? That means they were kareis bris. That's the kareis bris. Kareis bris. Torah is not the bottom line. The bottom line is not Torah. The bottom line is kareis bris. If you don't believe in kareis bris, then you don't believe in Torah. What does Torah teach you? Torah teaches that there's a kareis bris between our Kadosh Baruch Hu and a certain group of people. That's what the Torah teaches. What's it? Voya b'chol eid. One time we gave a whole shiur. What does it mean, voya b'chol eid? Say if there's an eid. Eid for what? It's an eid for kareis bris. That's what it is. You know, the whole, if you look through the Torah, you see constantly the whole thing again and again. Kareis bris. The zachar pias brisi Yaakov. Afas brisi. What does it say at the end of the Torah? What does it say? The whole thing. What is the Sefer Torah called? What are Luchas called? Luchos Habris. What does the prophet say in the end of Dvarim when it says you should take the Sefer Torah? Where do you put it? The Santo Oso Mitzad Arom Bris Ad Hashem Lekecha. Yeah, in Dvarim Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chavov. Lakoach a Sefer Torah there. The Santem Oso Mitzad Arom Bris Ad Hashem Lekecha. Voyosham B'chol Aid. What is the aid? The aid is that this creases bris. A person doesn't accept the idea of creases bris. The whole Sefer Torah has no value whatsoever. Sefer Torah is an eighth of kareis bris. That's what it is. What does the pasuk say in Shemos? Ksav l'cho. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksav l'cho es hadvarim ha'ele. Why? Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati itcho bris v'es Yisrael. What does it mean? Al pi hadvarim ha'ele chazos. Al pi hadvarim ha'ele. Tersh bal peh. Al pi hadvarim ha'ele. Tersh bal peh. Ksav l'cho es hadvarim ha'ele. But what is it? The kareis bris is Torah Shebal Peh. Because, as we said, the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mesorah and Torah Shebal Peh defines the Torah Shebal Peh. With that, that's the story with Hillel. When they want to learn Torah Shebal Peh, they told him this is an Aleph, next they told him there's something else an Aleph. How do you know? Because the only way you know anything is through a Mesorah of Chachamim. Without a Mesorah of Chachamim, you don't know a thing. There's no such thing as Bechsav alone. So that's the pasuk. Karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. It means that the whole Torah is one thing, teaches you one thing, that there's a kareis bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The person doesn't realize the kareis bris, he's lacking, he gives no kol tar kulu. He doesn't realize kareis bris, he's lacking the yisod, the bottom line. As a matter of fact, the pasuk in Vaschanon, what does the pasuk again? Ushmartem v'asi, re'eli marti eschem in sheni Vaschanon. Re'eli marti eschem chukum v'shpatem, kasha tzvan ha-reshem l'koi. Lassos came the care of Oret. Ushmartan Lassisim, Kichach Maschem, Vinaschem, Lene Amen, Mashi Yishmo, Kalachukim, Ava, Romer, Rakam Chokum, Venova, and Agaragalaza, Kimi Gagalashala Kim Kroiv, my love, Umi Gagalashala Chukum, Spatan Sadikim, Kholatera Zos, Asher Nochin Yosmos Nechem Ayom. What is that? Talking about Alocha, right? The Gablos of the Chokhm Satora, Infinite Chokhma. What's the next Pasik? Raki Shamalachoshman Ashkam, Old Pentishkach, as Vama Sharo in Echa. Ufen Yisum is also called Yemecha Yecha, or Datum of Anechel of Neva Necha. What? Yom Asha Amaratel of Neva Shem Lekecha Bechores. What does it mean? Why must a person remember that? Doesn't mean Stam, you have to know it. It says, Yisham Ruvachem. He goes through the whole thing. Pentisha Yemecha, the whole thing. In the end of the parasha, he says, Yisham Ruvachem. Pentishkechu es bris ar Hashem Lekecha Meshach Koras Yemachem. Okay, what is the idea? It means a person can now call Tarkula, but if he doesn't realize that Kol HaTorah Kula leads to the concept of bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that's Maimon Har Sinai. Raki Shomer Shul Lecha Shmona Shchomot Tentishkach Hazad Var Masher Ro Enecha. And if you forget that there's a krisis bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you, then you're missing the whole point. And the objective of Torah has not been fulfilled. Torah leads to one concept, krisis bris. Krisis bris. I mean, the term bris is mentioned again and again and again in the Torah. Because that's the bottom line, that there's a krisis bris, that realization that there's a krisis bris between you and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the underlying realization of Kol HaTorah. Lo ye, lo lo, so sechem netzatem sem yom gochem, lo sem kras shem es brisos ki itchem, ki, what? Lo sem sechem ko ki itchem, right? And ki tonu anachna yom, and not only that, not only that, mi yeshe yeshno po vashen nenu po, that's all krisis bris. The bottom line is krisis bris. Torah has to lead to a realization of krisis bris. If Torah doesn't lead to that mental realization of krisis bris, then the objective of Torah has not been fulfilled. That's why the Nevuas Moshe is part of Yigimul Khan. Because what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk I mentioned before, Kisisa. Ksav l'chos advar mo'ela, ki al pi advar mo'ela, karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. The Pasuk breaks Klal Yisrael down into two components. Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Al pi advar mo'ela, karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. Two separate components. So the krisis bris is between two parties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is broken up into two components, Moshe and the rest of the Klal. So that means like this. That means in order to be part... See, what is the Yigimli Karim really? Yigimli Karim are not philosophical, basic philosophical principles. Once you say the basic philosophical principles, then you have a lot of problems. You can reduce it to two, three, to three, whatever. All these different questions that are raised upon why are you Yigimli Karim? I believe it. Existed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the philosophical underpinnings of Torah. You don't need all these occurrences. Shalom Ravah Levada Roel Espalel. You don't need the Nevuas Moshe is different. You don't need Tchesa Mason. You don't need the Yemos HaMashiach. You don't need all these things. You just need the basic existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schar Onesh, Achdus Hashem. Okay, we'll sit down, we'll decide which ones are necessary. So in order to describe the basic philosophical underpinnings of the system of Torah. Yeah, but the Rambam understood it differently. The Rambam understood the Gimli Karim is really more. What is the Gimli Karim? The Karim in the dust. They're not just philosophical principles. They're Karim upon which the dust is based. So that's why the Rambam had Yigimel, because, for instance, the fact that there's Priyas HaMason. Priyas HaMason is very important. You take a look in the Bracha, to give it a little about Hashem. Machaye Mason Matarabashim. Machal Kel Chayim Bechesim. Machaye Mason Brachman Rabbin. Umakayim Amunosa Lishene Ofa. The Nemon Atol Hachios Mason. It's mentioned a few times there. Mentioned a few times because it's important. What's the significance of Tchias Mason? Tchias Mason shows you the extent of the creature's bris. The extent. If you don't realize the extent of the creature. Of course, the person says, Akash Baruch Kibim Machaye Mason is the Shaita. But he created the entire world. The Kibbutz is nonsense. It's not a person that doesn't have any intelligence. But the importance of reinstating the bris of Kriyas HaMason is in order to show the extent of the Kriyas bris. The extent of the Kriyas bris is such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defy the laws of nature at a certain point and bring back those individuals who are tzaddikim. Why is it a different thing? It's a separate thing. Why? But that's it manifests the extent of the krisis bris. Same thing with Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach also. It reflects the krisis bris. All part of krisis bris. Krisis Mason is learned from Yecheskel. That's it says Hinovel Atzamos. Who are these Atzamos? Kol Beis Yisrael. Atzamos Eilu Kol Beis Yisrael. That's Krisis Mason. It's the krisis bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is expressed in Krisis Mason. That's why it's one Yigimul Karim. In the Nevuas, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was on a certain plane, the recognition of the level that Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest level of Mino Anushis, that he was a Seichel Nifrad, like the Rambam says, is important in Krisis Bris, because a Krisis Bris cannot exceed the parties who partake of the Krisis Bris. So if a person is a plain ball of bus, I mean, he also partakes it to a level of Kriyas Bris between him and Akash Baruch. It's not the same level of Kriyas Bris as Moshe Rabbeinu. The level of the person who's involved in the Kriyas Bris is all a part of the whole entity of Kriyas Bris, the whole picture of Kriyas Bris. Who was the Bris between? So that's why you have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was what the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was. If you don't appreciate what the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was, you don't appreciate what the Kriyas Bris is. The whole Yigimu Tom is based on one principle. One fundamental principle. In order to have Torah, what do you have to have? Kriyas Bris. What exactly is what are the components of Kriyas Bris? The Rambam enumerated. Lo levadoi ro'er l'spal. If a person thinks of l'spal to some other force, or some other entity, there's no Kriyas Bris. No Kriyas Bris. It's gone. That's the reason you give him the karma to Rambam and the others who worked out, who minimized the karma, because they were looking for philosophical principles upon which Yadus is based. That's not what the karma are. The karma are what is Torah based on. The Ikrei Hadas. The Das means the Torah. Now the thing is, that's why Sefer Torah can only be written the Masorah. Can only be written the Masorah. Al-Pi Masorah. Why'd it have to be that way? Why couldn't, let's say, for instance, if you lost the Sefer Torah? Cholilas, but if you lost the Sefer Torah, why couldn't I reconstruct it without a Maisa Masorah from Ish to Ish, back to Moshe Rabbeinu, one Sefer to the next, all the way back? Why'd it have to be? Because the answer is, because what is the Sefer Torah is really the aid for the Kriyas, the instrument that's the aid for the Kriyas Bris. Okay? The instrument that's the aid for the Kriyas Bris. The instrument that's the aid for the Kriyas Bris, what is the Bris? The Bris is Al-Pi Advar Ma'ela. It means through Torah Shebal Peh. And what is Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh is a system of Masorah. That's what it is. So a Sefer Torah could never be written without the institution of Masorah. It'd be impossible. Because the whole Sefer Torah is a key in Kriyas Bris. And Kriyas Bris is what? It's Al-Pi Advar Ma'ela, according to Torah Shebal Peh. And what is Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh is Masorah. So whenever a person learns the Sefer Torah, what is he doing really? He's subordinating himself to the Kriyas Bris of the Masorah. You understand? That's what Kriyas Sefer Torah is. All right? That's what Kriyas Torah is really. What is Kriyas Torah? It's subordination of a person to the system, to the Kriyas Bris of Al-Pi Advar Ma'ela. Karati Yitzchol Bris Vashisro. That's what Kriyas Torah is. That's what Sefer Torah is. That's what Mitzvah Sefer Torah is. What does Gemara say? Ram says, Gemara says, anyone that writes a Sefer Torah is what? Ki'ilu Kibla Me'ar Sinai. Ki'ilu Kibla Me'ar Sinai. What does it mean Kabbalah Me'ar Sinai? It means the Kriyas Bris between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. That's the key of Sefer. That's what Sefer Torah is. That's why it has to be only through Masorah. But the melech is a problem. See, the melech is one problem. Because in order to accept Torah, Kabbalah for Torah means a subordination to the Torah. Subordination to the Masorah. But the melech, what does the Pasuk say? V'hoyach yishivto al kisei mamlachto. V'chosev lo es mishnei Torah zoto sefer. Why does it say v'hoyach yishivto al kisei mamlachto? It means like this. Because the melech is different. He's an exception to, in a sense, to kol haTorah kula, in one way. What way? In how he judges the nation. He doesn't have to judge the nation with the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't have to judge the nation with Hilchos Sanhedrin. He doesn't have to do it. He judges himself according to his own das. That's the law. Os tavona shtayim nashim, or is it to Shlomo HaMelech? How did Shlomo HaMelech judge? Did he judge with the Choshen Mishpat? No. He judged by himself. He worked out himself. The Pasuk says about the Melech HaMashiach, V'shofat b'tzedek dalim v'ochiach b'mishor l'an ve'aretz. So it means that the hikah eretz b'shevet piv v'ruach s'fasav yomis rasha. The Pasuk in Yishayot. Yeah. Okay. So what does it mean, the Pasuk? What does the Pasuk mean? The pasuk means the melech HaMashiach. Don't judge it. As a matter of fact, it means that he will have he will have such chokhma, the Melech HaMashiach, that he will know right away who's a liar. He'll be able to detect tremendous psychological knowledge. Be able to detect who's a liar. You won't have to use the Cheshem Mishpat. Melech doesn't use the Cheshem Mishpat. There's two systems. There's Sanhedrin and there's Melech. Melech is exempt. So if Melech judges by his own sense of justice, like Shlomo Melech did, so Loya Cheshifta Al-Kisim Al-Machto, so then he's in trouble. He's in danger of becoming a Balgaiva. The Sanhedrin have to subordinate themselves to the system of the Masorah. But the Melech is done. He's done Yechidi. And he ain't done Yechidi Al-Echad. Even with Mutter, we say a person shouldn't all of the other done Yechidi. That's the greatest danger. They carry away. So that's why the Torah says that he has to write a separate Sefer Torah to subordinate himself to the Masorah through this Sefer Torah. But that's why this Sefer Torah has to be unique. What's unique about the Sefer Torah? This Sefer Torah, every Sefer Torah is a Kabbalah Sefer Torah, a subordination to the system of the Masorah and the Torah Shebal Peh and Alpi Advarim Ha'Eila and the Krisis Bris. But this Melech needs something else. He needs a subordination, not an abstract, to the system of the Masorah. He needs a subordination to those people right over there who are sitting in Lishkas HaGadol. This Sefer Torah has to be unique. What's unique about the Sefer Torah? This Sefer Torah, every Sefer Torah is a Kabbalah Sefer Torah, a subordination to the system of the Masorah and the Torah Shebal Peh and Alpi Advarim Ha'Eila and the Krisis Bris. But this Melech needs something else. He needs a subordination, not an abstract, to the system of the Masorah. He needs a subordination to those people right over there who are sitting in Lishkas HaGadol. For Gaiva, subordination abstract doesn't really help. Subordination to people who are existent, that makes a difference. Now, the Meir Shteilu was a tremendous Goyim. And he had a hard time because he was 12 years old, he was known all over the world. People used to say, they used to want to bless their kids. They'd say, you should be like the Meir Shteilu. So he was a world phenomenon. For Gaiva, subordination abstract doesn't really help. Subordination to people who are existent, that makes a difference. Now, the Meir Shteilu was a tremendous Goyim. And he had a hard time because he was 12 years old, he was known all over the world. People used to say, they used to want to bless their kids. They'd say, you should be like the Meir Shteilu. So he was a world phenomenon. Shame Dover in the whole world. And what happened was, as a natural result, he had a very hard time because Rosh Hashivas didn't want their daughters to marry him because come in, I'll take over Yeshiva. That's it. This is too big. So he happened to marry a Pasha, man from a Pasha family. He had a problem. There was one guddler, Moshe Reines, the friend of Racha. He took the Meir Shteilu in. So he was speaking with another guddler one time. So he asked the Nakasha, so the other guy will give an answer. So Moshe Reines says, Beichig answer. He says, you want to hear what the Meir Shteilu said about the Kasha? So he said, okay. So he told him what the Meir Shteilu said about the Kasha, and the other guy will look sick. So Moshe Reines said to him, he said, why are you so upset? Do you think you're the biggest guddle in the world? He said, no, Chas V'Shalom. He says, so what do you care if the Meir Shteilu is the one that's bigger than you? But there's a difference. There's a difference. An abstract, of course, the great Gedolim. But these people over here, in Lishkas HaGadol, I have to support myself to them. That's what, exactly. That's why the Rambam says, that's right. And if, see, everybody's not on the strike. So that's why the Rambam says that it has to be from the Sefer Torah, from the Sefer Shel Azora, which is the Sefer of the Mesorah par excellence. That's the Sefer they used in Magi Ol Svarim, and Al Pi Bez Nagadol. That's the Tziruf. Because Bez Nagadol are the Balei HaMesorah. So the subordination, so the subordination of the Melech to the system of the Mesorah, to the Krisis Bris, that Torah is the aid for, is only possible through the actual Bez Nagadol Shehem, like the Rambam says, Shehem Amudei Horah, Omehem Torah Yotzas V'chol Yisrael. Okay? That is the Kiyam. Then it's Levilti Rum Levav Omeyachav. That's why that Sefer Torah he must always have with him. And it's a Pasuk. Pasuk. V'chosev los Mishnei HaTorah Zosal Sefer Milifnei HaKohanim Alvim. It's really a Pasuk. The Kes Mishnei is what the source is. Yisham, but it's a Pasuk. Because Kohanim Alvim is who? It's Sanhedrin. The Ram says that mitzvah lios b'sanhedrin miyuchosim kohanim ulevim. That's what it means. The Rambam himself, the Rambam perek beis sanhedrin halacha beis. Umitzvah lios b'sanhedrin gedola kohanim ulevim. Shenema. Uvasa la kohanim alvim. Who's kohanim alvim? Sanhedrin. Uvasa la kohanim alvim. The Rambam himself says the term kohanim alvim means sanhedrin. It means bez nagadol. That's why the Chosav Los Mishnei HaTorah Zosal Sefer Milifnei HaKohanim Alvim. It's a Pasuk. It's funny. It's not just the Yisham, it's a Pasuk. The Chosav Los Mishnei HaTorah Zosal Sefer Milifnei HaKohanim Alvim. Aye. That's the Sefer Torah Shel HaMelech. The Sefer Torah, you can only understand Sefer Torah Shel Melech if you understand Sefer Torah Bechlal. Sefer Torah Bechlal is the aid, is the instrument of Krisis Bris. And the instrument of and Krisis Bris is only through Masorah. Through Masorah and Torah Shel Bapeh. That's why he has to subordinate himself. So really, it's the same concept. It's the same Sefer Torah. But over, what's Machshir Sefer Torah is Mesorah. That's what we said. Can't have Sefer Torah without Mesorah. It's impossible. What's Machshir Sefer Torah is Mesorah, and what's Machshir the Sefer Torah Shel Melech is a specific expression of the Mesorah, the actualization of the Mesorah through the Bez Nagadol. Okay, do you see it? It's not a new Sefer Torah, it's the same exact elements. But over here, the elements can't be in abstract, they have to be in reality. It's really the same exact entity, but the entity is exaggerated. The entity, the requirements are pronounced, more pronounced over here. The elements are more pronounced by the Sefer Torah Shel Melech. But it's the same exact elements that make the regular Sefer Torah. The Rambam Melachim Perek Beis and Mitzvah Melech Mechabe Gedolei Torah and all these things. It means all these things. It's a special mitzvah for the Melech. The Chayim Mitzvah Melech Mechabe Lom Dei Torah. What does it mean? Mechabe Lom Dei Torah. What does Mechabe Lom Dei Torah? So what does it mean? It means it's a special mitzvah for the Melech to subordinate himself. And that's from the Chosolos Mishnah Tarazos. That's from the mitzvah of being Mechabe of subordinating himself to the Bez Nagadol. Same exact thing. When the Melech learns in the Sefer Torah, he knows, where do you get the Sefer Torah from? From the Mesorah. Mm-hmm. Who are the Bali Mesorah? The ones that are Yoshua and Lishkas HaGadol. Yeah, this will explain something. This will explain the sheet that it holds. Tamo Elyon, you use on Shavuos. Tamo Tachton, you use all year round. Why? The Chayim Held, you always use Tamo Tachton. But there's a reason you can explain why you use Tamo Elyon on Shavuos. All year round, the reason is like this. Bir Allah brings that sheet. All year long, the Kriya Satorah is really the Torah's Kisvei Kodesh. Sefer Torah. I'm sorry, Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is called Pesukot Lo Paskin Moshe and Nan Lo Paskinin Lo. Right? There's no difference between Parshas Vaschan and Parshas Dvarim. Okay, the Sedra of Vaschan and the Sedra of Dvarim. Doesn't make any difference. But on Shavuos, the Kedushas Hayom is Mechayev in a separate Kriya, which reflects what? Krisis Bris. The Krisis Bris was Dibris. So that's why they use Tamo Elyon on Shavuos. It's a good svara. They use Tamo Elyon. It's a good svara. Because the Kriya is part of Kedushas Hayom. And what is Kriya Satara? Kriya Satara is an act of reinstating of Krisis Bris. So ordinarily, Krisis Bris comes about from reading the Torah itself. That's the way the Torah is formulated. But on Shavuos, since the Kedushas Hayom is Mechayev in a Kriya, so over there, the Kriya Satara is to replicate the Krisis Bris of Sinai. If it's to replicate the Krisa Brisa Sinai, you break it up into Dibris. You don't break it up into Pesach. Apparently, the Chaim held it. The Chaim didn't hold it. But I'm just saying it's a swara why. Apparently, there's no authentic source for the Tama Elio. Who made it up? I don't know. Okay. But this is a swara. This explains the Tzad, the side that did create the Tama Elio. The last point, the Pshara of the Ramah. Now you can understand the Pshara of Ramah. What does Ramah say, really? Muscle, I guess. Ramah says, the Ogre says we don't have a Sefer Torah anymore. Okay. So there's no reason in Motzi, another Sefer Torah. Okay, but he says, that's what the Ogre says. And a lot of people say. So he says like this, the Ramah. He says, if you're looking at mistakes that are found commonly, again, it's not chaser seiras only. It means chaser seiras only small things that you can't know. He says, then we don't take another sefer. Why? Because ba'avonos leker. So what is ba'avonos leker? Avonos is very nice, but how does that help you over there? But if it's a mistake, he says, that what? That is a real mistake that not benimta, you don't find it anywhere else. We know it's definitely wrong. Then you are motzi another sefer. But the Ramah says it like this. The Ramah tries based on one idea. He says, bismanazel, let's say we don't have sefer. Okay. But does that mean that the krisus bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Torah Shebechsav is non-existent? No. The krisus bris in abstract of Torah Shebechsav is in existence. The only thing is we don't have the Chafzah yet. We're waiting for the Chafzah. You know, some Mashiach. But the krisus bris of the Chafzah of Sefer Torah Shebechsav is always in existence. Right? So therefore the Ramah says, the mitzvahs kriya Sefer Torah bizmanenu bavonosenu. The mitzvah, it doesn't mean the mitzvah is bottled. The mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah is Kriya's bris, so you put together the elements of Torah Shebechsav that you have, and you lane that way. That's, you can't do anymore. That's the most you could do. But that's still a Maisa Kriya's bris. The Kiyum Kriya Sefer Torah is even Bezman HaZeh, and you can make a bracha, even not like the Rambam, because the fact is, that this is a mice of the essence of Kriya Sefer Torah is because of Krisa's bris. This is the best we have. So there's a Krisa's bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael, and now this is all we have left of Torah Shebechsav. So this is the Krisa's bris. That's why he says, if you have a better one, of course you can't use the inferior one. That's not Krisa's bris. But if you have the inferior one, that's the best one you have, that's always a Kriya's. That's always a Kriya's Torah. That's the Ramah's fault. Okay? At this one point, I started to mention it. I'll just complete it. I mentioned that Mishneh Torah involves this Divrei Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, but there were certain mitzvahs that were left over. Okay? Now, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Pshat what? It doesn't matter that it was. There's somebody raised a question. That's right. In fact, my wife has not a question. It's a good kasha. Kasha is that we're Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musar to these people. They want the one of the Chotim. The next generation. Yeah. But the answer is Visvado Savonu or Savonu Vasan. It means they had to be affected by the parents. They had to be tshuva for the parents. Okay. They had to be tshuva. A person has to be tshuva for the averus they was raised in, even though a person is responsible, even for things that he was raised in a certain society, he's responsible. Because even though he absorbed them against his will, he has an obligation to uproot them. Okay. Okay. So now things like this, but Sefer Dvarim, why is it such a combination? It's an interesting thing. It's a strange combination. You look at what is Sefer Dvarim. The answer is very simple. The answer is that Yadis holds one important principle, that Divrei Musa without Halacha is not enough. It's lacking. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave Divrei Musa b'Knisa La'aretz. He gave Divrei Musa b'Knisa La'aretz, but that alone wouldn't be enough. It had to be interspersed with Divrei Halacha. Halacha and Musar is what really perfects a person together. If a person isn't davening properly and he reads a sefer of Musar on how to be mispahal, that's not enough. He has to learn Masechta Brachas. You learn Brachas, that's Musar. The limud of Halacha itself is the greatest Musar. Not the only Musar. Musar, you have Musar also. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musar, philosophical Musar. But the philosophical Musar must be combined with Halachic Musar. That's a Shita Satara. Okay? And Danny Wolf brought me a good Raya. Very simple Raya. Ben Sarumara. That's our Gemara. What does Gemara say? Lo hoya v'lo nivra. But why was it written? Lidrosh drosh v'kabal schar. What does it mean? It means the halacha itself is the greatest musa with regard to preventing the phenomena and the inclinations and the tendencies of a ben tzera mara to come to expression, even though it's not chayim musa. That's an excellent riot. And yadus, that's the uniqueness of yadus. That musa, even philosophical musa, which is really the greatest musa, but it's not combined with halacha. It's lacking. So ask me a question: why? How come the Nevi'im don't intersperse halacha and their musa? The answer is, it wasn't possible. Why? Because if they just repeat a parsha in the Torah, can't do. It's ridiculous. To say something that wasn't written in the Torah from Tarsha Bal Peh, make it in Tarsha Bechsav, Eilat Varm, can't she never shalach? You can't do it. Can't do it. The Navi was not able to do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNavim, he was able to do it. Because what he said became part of a Chefzesh and Tarash HaBachsav. But the Navi can't be Mechadish Tarash HaBachsav. Cannot. He can't be Mechadish. He's not allowed to. It will be a violation of the whole system of Torah. Tarash HaPeh, Tarash HaBachsav. So he had no choice. He had to restrict himself to philosophical Musa. But of course, part of the Musa was to learn Torah. Zikru Taras Moshe Avdi. So that's the only thing he could do. Yeah. One of the Tamil Yeshiva told me, he said he learned through Masech the Brachas, he said, and he davens totally differently now. All his feels different. It had a profound effect on him. And that's true. Happens to be true. Because halacha draws, attracts the person from the purely intellectual, the nefesh, tell him like Kim. The chelik of a person's nefesh, a person's neshama, which is ruchnius, is attracted by chachmas Torah, by the chachmas halacha, by the halachic system. You need both. You need the philosophical, and you also need halacha. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu knew this. You see, he knew that certain mitzvahs were not. Didn't say to give these mitzvahs, but he knew those mitzvahs from Sinai. Then he realized that those mitzvahs were supposed to be interspersed with his divrei musa. You see, lifnei musa, and he gave them over Mishnei Torah, but there was no tzivui Hashem. He knew this on his own. Ramban says in the beginning, no tzivui Hashem. He knew this on his own. He figured out on his own that Nesina had to be given in that way, because the Musar alone without the halacha would not suffice. The particular ones the Moshe Rabbeinu gave have a shaychus to Knesset Laretz. The particular ones always have some kind of shaychus to Knesset Laretz. If you look it up. I give you an example. This principle really explains a lot of. Was in order to perfect them before Knesset Laretz, he had to use the mediums, the media of Torah. What are the media of Torah? It's Musar and halacha. Okay. This explains a lot of things. Like, for instance, in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Noso. It wasn't in Parsha Noso. So first it tells you about the Machanas, fine, the Levim. Then what's the phrase? Shulchan and Machana called Tzuruch, called Zov, called Tumla Nefesh. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. You understand it? But then it gives you another Parsha. Funny Parsha. Parsha about returning, Gezlager. Gezlager. Nishbalashoka. Right? And what does Rashi say over there? That why was this parsha written? It's a parsha from Vayikra, from the end of Vayikra. What? New things are brought up here. What new things are brought up? The parsha is after Yishachar min haMachane. It's Nasar Shlishi. By the way, Davar ben Yisrael Ishu Yishik Yasim Kolchatz Limu Mal Bar Hashem Vashman Afshehi. What kind of? Yishus Hashem of Roshim Mishisa Yosefodah. It already was given the parshas of Vayikra. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says that this parsha was written for two things. What? That he's only chayev Asher Mechamash Al Piedim. That's number one. And the second thing is Gezlager. Because it's Vein Leish Goyal. And then, okay, so let me ask a question. But why couldn't the Torah write that in Leikra? Why doesn't it leave things over and then come back again? Repetition. Torah's so machbet on saving every word. Why do you have to have the whole parsha for two things? It's not economical. So what's the answer? The answer is because over here, Klal Yisrael, after they set up the Machana, and after they learned about the Kedusha of the Machana, they needed different Musa. What different Musa do they need? They need different Musa about Gezel. Because Gezel, what does the Gemara say? Rubon the Gezel umayutan barayas. Ram says, Lolan lo of the Yisrael of Orozor lahatulam Gezel barayas. What do you say on Tfilas Nilo? The greed is the prime factor in man's evil nature. So they need a different Musar about Gezel. But the Pasha they had already. So if everything had been written in the Pasha before, they couldn't learn this Pasha again. So that's why the Pasha had to be given again. But of course, that's for something new. There has to be a reason to give the Pasha again. But that was Musa. That's why you have Pasha Sot afterwards. Gezel Arayas is all. Those are basically Gezel Arayas are the basic instinctual trends of man. But when the Torah gives Musa after the Machna was set up, that's why you have all this in between. Then you have what? Then you start already with the Chanukah Mizbeach. Why did Chanukah Mizbeach be right away? What's this? What do we have this intermission over here? But the answer is because they needed different Musa after the Machna was set up. Kedushas HaMachana requires Divrei Musa first, before you makrif Karbanos on HaMizbeach, before you get involved with Chanukas on HaMizbeach. So therefore, what was necessary? What was necessary was to have Divrei Musa about Gezel and about Arayas, and then Nazir. Why Nazir? Because Nazir is the method of perfection. What if these traits are not perfected? So then what do you have to do? And there's a method of Nazirus, very careful method that has to be used to perfect yourself. Okay, but that's what I'm saying. In general, I think it's a big yisrael in the Torah. That the Torah, what the Torah does is basically the Torah really gives Musar through what? Through Allah. Musar through Allah. Yeah, I don't mean when I said between that and Chanukah Mizbeach, actually Chanukah Mizbeach was B'yom Kalos Moshe Lachem Asa Mishkan. I don't mean in time, I don't mean chronologically. Conceptually, that's why it is that way. Yeah, that's why conceptually, before you get involved in the avoda, you have to have a certain level of perfection. Perfection is the control of the instinctual nature. There's one point I wanted to mention.
What?
Yeah, the Gemara says, why did the Bosco say the Lachke Beis Hillel? So what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means that's the same concept, that wherever you could be kaveh halacha either way, halacha doesn't make any difference, so you do it in a manner where you demonstrate perfection in midos. That's what the Gemara means. That's the Gemara from the Gemara bit. Rabbi Shir apparently also held that you kaveh halacha like Basil for that reason. But it wasn't, Baskol had nothing to do with it. Baskol had nothing to do with it. So that's the klal though, where you could be kaveh both ways, so you kaveh according to a midah of perfection. Midas chesed of Basil, a nevis. Okay. Teach people a midah. Okay. There's one question somebody could ask to say, okay, so I showed you why Torah has to be Mesora and Eid, but why Tefillin also? Because I showed you Ram, Hishlach has Tefillah. The answer is very simple, the Pasuk. Why are the Chalos al Yodchol Zikaron ben Enecha Leman Tiyet Torah Sad Hashem Beficha? Right? That's why Tefillin also has to be Dafka from Mesora. That's why it was Hishlach has Tefillah. And that's why really, that's the real reason why we don't put on a Ben Tam's Tefillin. Because most people accept that the Masorah was correct Masorah. Once it's correct Masorah, there's no more suffering. Okay? Okay, I just want to add one thing that when we were discussing in the Chumash, the Parsha, I said that it's part of the Derech of Torah to incorporate Musar, if Musar via Halacha. And I gave an example from Parshas Naso, and the Parsha of Hashem Gzelus, which was originally in Vayikra, so it was repeated again because of two things. I told you because The reason why I was left out was because of at that point they needed a divrei musa. A divrei musa they needed at that point. A proof to that is the last pasuk in that parsha. The last pasuk, last two pesukim. The chol tshuma, the chol kachev neisrael, she yakriv la kohen lo yiyah. Okay? And then the ishas kachev lo yiyu, isha she yikin la kohen lo yiyah. We don't know what these pesukim mean. What is it talking about? So Rashi explains that it's the ishas kachev lo yiyu, lefish in em matanas kin leviyam. Okay. So of course it's Nidrash La'alocha too, but it's also that's the pshat over here. Rashi says that the first pshat is Yishas Kodesh of Lo Yiyu is Alocha of Tovas Hanor. That's a halachic thing. That's a dinimomenist, that he has the halach of Tavas Anor. And then the Medrash Haggadah, it's not a type of sasa, it's not two pshatim. They're both correct. The reason why it was given here and why it's tied into the previous halach of Gezel is because this Gezel was, the purpose of the Gezel was the Taurus Musa. Since the purpose of the Gezel was the Taurus Musa, so therefore the halacha was given the Taurus Musa. Whenever halacha is given the Taurus Musa, so it has a separate function. So therefore, the last pasuk, the ishes karosh of lo yiyu mom and harbe, both are correct. Now it's halachically and it's philosophical. That's what it's doing in that pasuk. Really, that's why it's part of that pasuk. Okay. The basic principle of yadus. There's no such thing as philosophy musar without combining it with halacha. Okay. Now somebody asked me, since the shiur was so long, to just give a brief outline of the Seder Advarim, the organization of the shiur. Okay? Alright, I mean, you could figure it out yourself if you go through, although I must admit that I did not organize it as well as it should be. I mean, it could be reorganized a little more. But the basic order is, the first came the questions, this is for those who are interested in methodology. Alright, for the first came the questions from the Tesvis in Shabbos, that our Masorah is against the Masorah of Shas. Question from the the Ramos Pshara, Sefer Torah of the Melech. Okay, then we went off to a different area, the area of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And from the area of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we showed that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is intrinsically doesn't lend itself to to machlokas, but there does happen to factually be a machlokas. And we explained how that machlokas comes about. In the process of explaining the machlokas, we showed that after Yossi ben Yoezer, you are bound by your Masorah. Okay? So in other words, what we showed was the Masorah defines the reality. And that's what you saw from after you analyze the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, how it works. Okay? Once you see the Masorah defines the reality, then the Beis Sefer Torah also, the Masorah defines the reality. What exactly is the exact wording of the Sefer Torah defines the reality? And that's Tesvis. And then we said there's two kinds of Masorah. There's a Masorah, it's always Ishmi Piyish, but the Masorah Ishmi Piyish of Limud, but then there's a Masorah Ishmi Piyish with regard to Torah insofar as the Cheftza Shel Torah itself, which is a Masorah that is a Masorah of Maisa Ishmi Piyish, one Sofer to the next Sofer. So it's true, Avinu Rav Ashi was the end of the real Masorah in terms of the Gavra of Torah Shebal Peh. And that was a different kind of Masorah, of Derech HaLimud, the way the Rambam explains it. Look carefully, he's lashing it. It's a Masorah of Derech HaLimud after that, when he mentions the Geinim. But with regard to the Masorah of Asiyas HaSefer Torah, that has to be Yishmi Piyish, that Masorah can't be any different before Avinu Rav Ashi and after Avinu Rav Ashi. So we explain that. And that's why there's no problem that our Masorah argues on a Shas, because it must be Ishmi Piyish, and that is the Masorah that defines the entity. Okay, so that's when we came back to explain the Tesvis. And then after that, we went into the concept of that Sefer Torah really is Ishmi Piyish. Then we answered the Ishmi Piyish, I'm sorry. And then we said that it's an Ishmi Piyish. It's Ishmi Piyish because Limud HaTorah and Sefer Torah is a Kabbalah, is really a Kabbalah, Kiblu Meha Sinai. What is Kabbalah Meha Sinai? Kabbalah Meha Sinai is Krisus Bris.
So now you see limitatory screeches is bris. You see from Hakel, that's why after this after was completed, why bechol aid, and we had another share what aid was, but if it's an aid for what? It's an aid for the creases bris. That's why you put it in mitzvah around bris at Hashem lekechem. Atem tamayim la'avrochol but bris at Hashem lekechem v'alaso, and that's why you have the mitzvah Hakel. The mitzvah Hakel. Again, what is Hakel? Hakel is Kabbalah Satora through Limud. Through Limud. Always through Limud. That's the pasuk in really Ezra. How did Ezra bring them back? Through Limud. Vayavina b'mikra. It's that's always there, only through Chachma, only through the medium of Chachma Satara. So Chachma Satara should lead a person to the recognition of the Krisis Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kol Yisrael. Okay, it's both. I mean, Limud HaTara, it's all one thing. I mean, it's one thing. You can't separate Limud HaTara from Krisis Bris. I'm not trying to say, when I said in the tape, I said Krisis Bris is the bottom line. I don't mean that it's the bottom line that the Torah, that once you arrive at that, you don't need Torah. Chas Shalom. I don't mean that. I mean to say that that's the, it's part of the same, it's the same thing. Limud, Chachma, recognition of understanding the infinite Chachma Hashem, that's the vehicle. But it's an end in itself. It's a vehicle and an end in itself. Both really. And it has to lead a person to the realization of Krisis Bris. If it doesn't have that realization, it lacks in the whole fulfillment of Vaya Bechol Eid. So it's inseparable. Okay. So then once you have that, then we explain once you have Krisis Bris, then we explain that the basis of Gimli Karim, we explain the Sefer Tar Shal Melech. Because it's the Krisis Bris is subordination to the Masara, and by the Melech subordination to the particular Balei, individual Balei and Masara, explains that, explains the Pshara, the last thing explains the Pshara of the Ramah. Okay, Pshara of the Ramah, because of the fact that the Kriyas HaTorah is a Kiyum in Bris. So if there's Ramah, if there's Manenu Bavonos, it's lacking, the Kiyum Kriyas through the best we have. That's the Kiyum of the Maisa, which reflects the Krisis Bris. Because Krisis Bris and abstract with Sefer Torah always exists, even though you don't have the proper Chatzah. You don't show like the other. So that's the Pshara of the Ramah. Okay, that's basically the order.